Now, what do you call a place where a dead person is taken to get ready for a burial, you know, to be prepared for burial?
What's it called? That means being prepared for burial?
The place where you take them to be prepared for burial.
They call that, I'm trying to get the proper name for that, but a ridiculous undertaker, we say like that. A funeral home.
What do you call the box or case that the corpse is put into for burial?
We take a coffin.
Okay. And what do you call
a casket?
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
The grave.
Okay, and a whole
yeah.
bigger place is
yeah.
called what? We call that a
the graveyard.
Okay. And now, what do you call flowing water that's small, something small, a little smaller than a river? You wouldn't quite call it a river, but it's something.
I call it a branch or a creek.
Okay. Now, what if there's one even a little smaller than that? Or would you call it?
Well, the branch is the smallest, the creek.
Uh-huh.
It's the next.
Okay. Now, what do you call this? It's this grassy country around the sea coast. Do you have you know a name for that? It's got a lot of water.
Oh, I'm in some
I'm sorry. You must be tired. I'm wearing you out. We can get through this real quick, I think. Not just won't take too
yes, long. The fire's making me sleep. I'm
yeah.
asleep, didn't I?
Yeah.
I was up last night, and caused me to be sleepy for some reason. I don't know why.
Now, what do you call the land around the sea coast that's real grassy? Do you know a word for that?
No grass.
There is a lot of grass everywhere, and it's sort of swampy.
It's called the pasture.
Okay. And what do you call the straps that you wear over your shoulders to hold up your trousers?
Gallus.
Okay. And what do you call it? It's a kind of gravy that's not thickened. You add water to the grease from frying lean meat. What do you call that kind of gravy? You especially do it with ham.
You call it ham gravy, or you can call it side gravy, side meat gravy.
What do you call the liquid that you used to burn in lamps before they had it?
Kerosene.
Okay. And what do you call, it's a kind of hog that has long legs and thin body and a long snout. You know what kind of talking about?
Hog?
Uh-huh. What was it? It's
a
kind of
pig.
Hog.
Well, got the pig.
This is a special kind sort of that has real long legs, it's kind of skinny and has a long snout. You know what kind of talking about? Or can you think of some different kinds of hogs?
Not the bullhorn. It's the sawhog, maybe. But the hog has it goes into many types.
Uh-huh.
You start from the pig.
Right.
Then you start from the short, then you start to the hog.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a rooter?
Rooter?
Uh-huh. What kind is that? Is that?
We call it pine woods.
Okay.
Rooter.
Pine woods. Okay.
They have long nose.
Right.
And they can root farther than the average. Not like the buckshot hog. It has a short face.
What do you call it? It's itches between your toes. It's an itching soreness. What do you call that?
Ground itch.
Okay. And